Short lecture. Sample. Africanized honeybee. Listen to part of a lecture in a biology class and answer the question. As part of your outdoor orientation, we need to be aware of the recent threat posed by the Africanized honeybee. All honeybees occasionally swarm. That is, they pack up and move on. What are some reasons that cause bees to swarm?
When they feel threatened, or maybe when they run out of flowers in other habitat.
Well, that's true. European honeybees swarm when they are dissatisfied with their living conditions, such as lack of food or overcrowding. But they are known to be easy to please. If they have a nice hive, they tend not to want to leave it. Africanized honeybees, on the other hand, just can't stand being where they are, wherever that is. Can you see what problems this behavior might pose to humans?
If they're on the move all the time, they are much more likely to come up against humans and other animals like livestock.
Precisely. And this greater tendency to swarm leads to two other differences in their behavior. They are fiercely territorial, that is, quite serious about defending their own territories. And they are able to gather together anywhere, from a hole in a tree to an overturned plant pot to the back seat of an abandoned car. They have been steadily migrating north through South and Central America and Mexico. During 1990, they reached the southern United States and can now be found in Arizona, Texas, and Southern California. If a person is perceived to be a threat to the nest, he or she will be attacked viciously and relentlessly. So what is it about them that poses such a threat to humans and livestock?
Aren't they much more poisonous?
Actually, no. The venom is no more toxic than that of European bees. But far more bees are likely to join the attack, so the victim is likely to be stung far more times. The very young, the elderly, persons in ill health, or those otherwise unable to escape may be stung to death. Any bee sting in the mouth, throat, or respiratory tract can be fatal. Since 1990, there have been 15 deaths in the United States attributed to killer bees. Africanized honeybees look exactly the same as European honeybees to the unaided eye. So how can we tell if they are the dreaded Africanized bee?
By their swarming behavior while attacking.
Yes, you are right, and unfortunately, this means that the only sure way of identifying them may be by their method of attack. If you discover a nest of what you suspect to be killer bees, tell the authorities or a competent exterminator. Killer bees are too dangerous to be dealt with by people who are not qualified. If you are attacked, run away and hide somewhere bee-proof, like a car or a building with closed windows. Which of the following is not described in the lecture?